The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
This is 2 weeks in a row.
It's going to be another one coming up in 2 weeks, too.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I never see it that much in advance. Christina doesn't share it with me that quick.
I can't get enough of this.
Okay. And just before we get to our first guest this morning, I always like to tell people what Project Independence is. It's the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important thing to remember is 311. You call 311 at any time, basically, for information. You have a question, something going on in the town, you need something. We have partnerships all over. And, you know, just some of the numbers I always throw out is transportation. We've done over 200,000 transportation for seniors. That's to shopping centers, to doctor appointments, etc. We have, from a social service perspective, blood pressure screening, fall prevention screening. Somebody will come to your house. You call 311. Like right now, this time of year, as you know, it's warm. You need an air conditioner put in the window. You call 311. They will actually have somebody come over, put an air conditioner in your window. But what's better than that is they send a social worker first. And the social worker might see you're a hoarder, there's no food in the refrigerator, and then there's an alert that this person needs a little bit more. And currently there's about 50,000 residents in North Hempstead over the age of 50, of which I think we got 13,000 signed up for Project Independence. So, I mean, it really is. It's a model that every community should be looking at.
I'd say a big thing, John, is don't be embarrassed. Be willing to take the help that you can get. It makes your life much easier.
I agree.
And lots of people need help. You're not alone.
100%. You know, and nobody knows anyway. So you call up the 311, and it's there. And everybody who does use it. Actually, the 311 calls, I think they went over a million 311 calls, and almost 50% are Project Independence, which is a huge number, which so people are taking advantage, fortunately. Now we're going to go to parks and recreation. We have the summer series coming up, and with us today we have John Darcy, who's the Deputy Commissioner of Parks and Recreation, and Mary Mahaffey, who is the Assistant to the Commissioner. And good morning, both of you.
Good morning, John.
And actually, Mary, we're going to start with you, because just before we started, you started talking about the dog park, which I know is not a concert, and they don't sing or anything.
No.
But Otto's involved walking around there. So update us on that. And today is a special day?
Yeah, today is the National Take Your Dog to Work Day. So we thought we'd mention our dog parks. Right now, we have three: Tully Park, Mary Jane Davies, and North Hempstead Beach Park. That means you can walk your dog on a leash in those parks when they're open. And that's most of the time. And I can tell you what you said about the music. They don't sing, but they come to the concerts, and they seem to enjoy it. And now we are we're in the process of creating a new dog park at Tully Park. And we're going to call that park sort of a doggy playground. It'll be a fenced-in area, and they'll have different things for the dogs to play on and play with. It will be a doggy playground. And construction should begin this summer, at the end of the summer. And, you know, there'll be updates coming to you about when it will officially open.
Where will it actually be located? I walk in that park a lot.
Yeah.
And, by the way, a plus is that the dog walking is not an issue.
No.
It's kept clean.
Yes.
No problem.
We're very proud of that. I'm not positive of the exact location,
right,
but it is at Tully, and I don't want to say where I think it is because it may not be there.
Right.
But it will be something for you and your dog to have a good time. So we're looking forward to that.
Cool. Great. The big thing is the annual concert series.
Oh, yes.
A lot of work I know goes into it.
Yeah, it's a lot of
fun. Trying to
get
it organized, and so many people do enjoy it. There's no question about it. I mean, the thing is, which is funny, I live in Great Neck, so we have the Stepping Stone weekends, and we have John ILP Park, which is Tuesdays, and then we have Town of North Hempstead stuff, and you have Eisenhower Park. And you can actually fill up a whole summer.
Oh, absolutely.
When you start looking at the ones you want to go to, yep. and you can't make them anyway. There's a birthday party, there's a something, a graduation. But it's just...
It's great.
Anybody complains about nothing to do on Long Island, you're out of your mind.
In New Hyde Park, they have a Memorial Park that has...
Oh, do they?
That also has
concerts. Okay, so that's for New Hyde Park residents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But we start this year on July 8th, Sunday afternoon, at North Hempstead Beach Park, which used to be called Bar Beach Park. And we're opening with Six Gun Country Music Band, and it's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 2:30. And they are considered the premier country music band in the tri-state area. And they play top 40 country like Zac Brown, Florida Georgia Line, and the classics like Charlie Daniels, Marshall Tucker, Kenny Rogers, Willie Nelson. And they're going to have dancers with them that do line dancing, so everyone can get up and do some line dancing with them. It's really a great afternoon. And then the following week...
That's okay at the beach park.
Yeah, it's at North Hempstead Beach Park, July 8th. Mark your calendars. And July 15th, the following Sunday, is Motown Review, Dr. K's Motown Review. And they do, obviously, Motown sounds of the 60s. And they'll do hits from The Temptations, Smokey Robinson, The Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, and many others. So if you like Motown, that's the Sunday for you.
Just to interrupt you, where is the setup? Like right where the beach is?
Right there.
Where Funday Monday
is. Right
oh,
where
it is the same thing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right there. And on July 22nd, we have Endless Summer, which is the East Coast Ultimate Beach Boys tribute band. So everyone loves the Beach Boys, and this is great. They do, well, they'll go from Surfer Girl to Little Deuce Coupe, from Good Vibrations to Sloop John B., from Kokomo to California Girls. It's just a real summer fun. And we're going to move right to the Chiclets. I know you've all heard of Chiclets with the band Coda. And they do all the famous girl groups throughout the decades. So you'll hear music from the Supremes and Gloria Gaynor, even from Madonna and so forth. It's fun.
Okay.
Then we move to the last one of the season there in the afternoon, and it is called Paradigm. And that's a variety band. So it's a dance band, and they play hip-hop, rock, classics, country. It's like being at a wedding or a bar mitzvah. It's a variety band. So you don't want to miss Sundays at the beach. Please do not miss it.
Now, yeah, no, it sounds wonderful.
And people are asking about the cost. We have an annual sticker. For seniors, it's $25 for the entire season. So that's a really good buy. A non-senior pays $50.
So that's $25 for access to the
everything
beach
at
every
the
day.
Beach. Every day from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Because otherwise it's $10.
Otherwise
$7 on a credit card.
$8 on the credit card.
Oh, it's $8. It's gone up.
Yeah, it's $8 on the credit card. Yes. And non-resident will pay $20 a visit. So it's really...
That's per car.
Per car.
So if you put 12 people in a car,
well, yeah.
You fill up your trunk.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a van, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But I think Sunday afternoon.
That's how we used to go to the drive-in.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
3 years ago, my aunt and my mother would be in the front, and there'd be seven of us. They put blankets on it. I'm one of five, and my cousin's three. So it was eight kids in the station wagon with my mother and my aunt.
Yeah, we don't want to promote this. Somebody's livelihood going to business.
Yeah, we're going to lose business, so don't pay attention. But do come down to the beach on Sundays at 1 o'clock. Mondays, we go to Mary Jane Davies, and that's a fun one because you can bring your dog as long as it's leashed.
Okay.
And they start July 9th, and they go through August 6th. We have an Elvis tribute. We have Family Night with Darlene Graham and the Shades of Green. We have a folk and rock night. We have Mary Lamont Country, and then we have a classic rock band with Nightwork. So they're all free. Just bring your chair.
And that's the park right across from Town Hall.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yeah, on that gazebo.
Right, right.
And then John's going to talk about Tuesday nights at Clark Garden.
Yeah, Clark is, we love it. We have a wonderful lineup this year. We have Pat Farrell on the 10th, and he's going to be doing Billy Joel. And Pat Farrell is just such an amazing entertainer. He comes from New Hyde Park, and he's a delight to... hear and watch and just see him play. And it's a great, great event for the entire family. And the success of these North Hempstead parks is they're just, all of them are just 5 minutes from your home. On the 17th, we have Bach to Rock. That's at 10 a.m. in the morning. That's a wonderful, wonderful event for children. It's great for parents. I think the census, like the average age in North Hempstead, is a lot of young families right now. So it's just a perfect service. There's no charge for these concerts at Clark. They're all open to the public, and they are all free. Wizard of Oz is probably your most timeless classic of all time, and we're also going to have that on the 17th, and that's going to be at 7 p.m. And
that's actual show.
Yeah.
That's not just
it's a musical.
No, it's a production.
It's a production.
Yeah.
Oh,
what is this? I mean, I'm familiar with Clark. What does this take
this
place?
This is at Clark right on the concert lawn, and what you're going to see here, it's almost like it becomes a family night where everybody brings out their picnic, and it's just perfect because who in the world doesn't love the Wizard of Oz?
I've never gone to a concert. Where's the concert lawn? Is that what that tulip thing is?
No, this is more straight in. Off to the left, we have a large concert lawn. It's beautiful, right next to a stream bed. The garden looks absolutely beautiful.
Okay. You have to bring chairs, right? Bring your own chair.
Yeah, absolutely. Bring a snack, a picnic.
Right.
And it's just an amazing event. And Wizard of Oz is going to bring out a lot of families this year, probably more so than we've had in many years.
And we're going to do a yellow brick road. The kids can do a yellow brick road to the showmobile.
Can we do it too?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah. But there's always something, too, for adults. So adults can always walk into the Clark House.
Yeah.
We have a great photography exhibit by a local artist, Diana Poulos. So there's always something for just about everybody at Clark. One of my favorite events, and it's only because I've been here since 2002, on the 24th, we have David Sear.
Okay. Yep.
And David Sear is not, he doesn't just come with David Sear. David Sear is a folk music, he's just a legend. He's absolutely incredible. And he will be at Clark, and that's on the 24th, and that's just going to be absolutely an incredible, incredible event.
July 24th?
Yeah, and you don't want to miss David Sear because his concert will end up bringing out literally, you know, between 300 and 500 people.
Really?
It's the same thing, and it almost becomes like it takes on like almost like a wine and cheese type night. And he's amazing with the banjo. He's played with Woody Guthrie. He's played with Peter Seeger. He's just absolutely, absolutely incredible. And then we have one other event that we did a couple of years ago. We did it, and it's another production.
Okay.
So it's great for the family. It's great for anybody who enjoys dance, anybody who enjoys art. We have Dance Visions with Beth Jacoby, and we're going to run, the garden's going to essentially be one gigantic art exhibit. Everywhere you go, you're going to see different forms of art, whether it be, you know, we have our sculpture.
Right.
But you're going to see a lot of local artists. You're going to see a lot of painters. I know Diana Poulos is also going to be exhibiting there that night. And it's just art in the park. You just, honestly, you cannot possibly go wrong with having art in the park. And this woman who does this Dance Visions, all we hear is rave reviews every single time she runs a production. It's an incredibly professional production. Oh, yeah?
She does the Isadora Duncan choreography.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Just incredible.
Who's the talent scout that gets all these people?
I'd say I'm sitting next to her. I'd say it's Mary. And she does herself a little bit of a disservice. These concerts at North Hempstead Beach Park on Sunday at 1 o'clock, they're just outstanding. And when she said the country one, and when you do country, you tap into a subculture. You're going to have 300 people all line dancing, the majority of which,
really?
You know, and half of them may be Project Independence people. You know, so it's a youthful program. Our programs are really designed to really get us out, get us moving, and just have a great summer of fun. And her concerts on 1 o'clock, a lot of times people bring their classic cars down.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just you're literally...
I've seen that along the beach. Mm-hmm.
It's just perfect. Yeah. You know, and it's great. Like, you can go down to a concert, see an old Buick Riviera. You know, it's just, you can't beat the 1 o'clock concerts. And the breeze that comes off the water is just absolutely perfect. Cannot be beat. If you live in North Hempstead on a Sunday and you don't know what to do, even if it's not your taste in music, I would go down to North Hempstead Beach Park at 1 o'clock because you're going to be blown away because the concerts are that good.
There's a lot of parking there, by the way.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. And you have the nature trail, too, so there's a lot there.
Which I've walked multiple times.
I'm just going to cut in for our first break. This is a beautiful segue. Well, you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.